It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Tuesday, 3 o'clock means Tuesdays with Elliot. Elliot, welcome.
What up? How you guys doing?
Doing great over here. Need to know what team you're on.
Oh, is that even a question? Come on.
Yeah, well, look. Like
we'll get this out of the way right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, like, okay, so this show is funny. I saw Elliot earlier. I saw him around noon,
yeah,
whatever it was. And I said, I'll see you at 3 o'clock. And he's like, I just assume we're talking about Joe and Jack. I was like, nah, that was yesterday. And here we are. We're back. But I heard that the morning show was getting chesty about it, and, you know, the camera there just, you know, way too confident as always. James Seltzer, you know, going whichever the wind blows that day, laughing his ass off, you know, whatever, whoever's winning, that's where James is, I guess, for the moment. And I've already heard the midday show sell out, like Giglio.
Giglio's incredibly disappointing.
So disappointing. Jack was a big part of Giglio evolving at night.
With the other problem, and I didn't realize it because I haven't listened to the station at all. No disrespect to the station, but I know what the conversation's been about.
Yep.
And I don't like conversation about me.
Yeah.
So,
amen.
So I wrote him a very nice note, like I did for everyone, with Ring the Bell.
Okay.
And then he totally backs that.
Oh,
which,
yes.
By the way, I will stay on your team, but I pre-ordered the book as well.
Yeah, I know. It's in my car.
Okay.
All right. Well, there we go.
It's here.
So I purposely have not really talked about this at all. Like,
great.
And I haven't tweeted about it.
Right.
But I did listen all day yesterday.
Yep.
And I'm going to push back on something. And this is honestly my opinion of this.
Oh, boy.
This idea Jack is mentally soft, I think we're all just conceding that too easily. I don't think of Jack as mentally soft. Like, when you think about Jack, right? And Jack, you can turn your headphones off right
great.
Now. But just us three, right?
Awesome. Yep.
Like, there's four teams in this city, and there's only one that is the clear-cut voice of one of them, and that's Jack, right?
Absolutely.
Millions of people listen to Jack. I was there for the playoff run when Jack did the pre- and post-game show from the middle of Citizens Bank Park, right? He's got his name on the top show in the city. This idea that he's, like, mentally weak, I think is just wrong. So, yes, he did not play well in golf. I agree. But everyone at the station just keeps saying this all day, every day. It's all I hear. Like, Jack's mentally weak. Jack's mentally weak. I think we should push back on that, like, a little more than we are, and not just concede it.
Well, this show definitely pushes back on that. It's pretty much the other two shows.
Right, but all day, it's like, well, of course he collapsed. Of course he collapsed.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
Yeah, we I don't accept that.
Right, like,
I
heard you say that yesterday.
Yes. I don't accept Marco Fultz.
How hard it is to be the top voice of one of the teams?
It's incredibly hard.
It's like mentally hard. The pressure that's on you. I just think you should give yourself a little more credit than you are.
Well, I'm a downplay guy. You know that.
Yeah.
But that's not what you need to be right now.
I know.
Yes.
I know. Yes.
See?
I know.
See?
This is a huge moment. Like, you and Elliot.
I can't believe I got the this idea that from Elliot.
Well.
I'm one of the athletes outside of here. He's talking about me.
But I think it's true. I mean, like,
well,
I agree.
Yeah. I agree. Like,
but do you agree?
Well, I get labeled soft, I think, because I'm a pretty nice guy.
You're not that nice.
You're not that
but
nice.
I'm a nice guy.
Hold on.
Your niceness is overrated.
Yeah, stop your nice guy act.
Yeah.
Yes, because you can be sharp-tongued and
sarcastic.
Yeah, sarcastic and kind of mean-spirited towards certain players at times.
Yeah,
you're not that nice of a guy.
Yeah.
You're nice in general as a nice guy. Yes, you're not a mean guy. But don't act like you sit here and throw bouquets at everybody for Favre.
No, no, no. We would never do that. But, like, I only pick on Moshe.
Here, yes.
No, hold on. First of all, Elliot. And I love him. I love him. But here's what I hear. So here's where I come in at.
Okay.
Here's where I come in at. I'm supporting him. We're supporting him. We want to support him.
Yes.
I'm also irritated. I'm irritated at the lack of confidence shown out there in competition.
Right.
I'm irritated at the lack of will to fight through adversity out there. Now, he showed up the last four holes. He did. I'm giving him credit for that. But somebody has to give him a little tough love. Even if he gets mad at me, I want him to take it out on the camera.
So
hold on. So part of me is saying this dude rips everybody at the station with his top five.
Oh,
nobody's safe.
You don't got to tell
exactly.
me. I'm in
nobody's
that top five
safe.
Every other day.
Yeah. Nobody's safe. So he gets his shots off on everybody. Me too.
But here's,
I mean, meaning he gets his shots off on me.
So here, I agree with you. I agree with you on
he's
that.
Nice in general, but he's part of this show, which means he's a big proponent of attacking other hosts and shows.
Yes.
So we're getting it ourselves right now. I'm not whining about it. Do something about it next Wednesday. Do something. Because guess what? If we lose next Wednesday, what is going to be like then?
I mean, that's going to be bad.
Exactly.
It's going to be bad.
Exactly. So we can do all the complaining we want to about the morning show. Bottom line is, he has to go out there next week and get us a W.
Right.
And I'm not about to baby him for the next week.
So
I need him to get his ass in gear. And start throwing harder than who did I just name?
Jamie Moyer.
That's what I need him to do.
Well, I would hope so. And I agree with that mentality. But I also think Spike, I don't know if you remember this, he was the former boss here, right?
Yeah. I hardly bring that up.
He could probably tell you this. I think one way me and Jack are similar is we are attaboy guys. Like when I get criticism, I like it like criticism or compliment sandwich, whatever it's called, where it's you're doing a great job, here's how you could be a little better, but you're doing a great job.
Right.
So I think it's good for Ike to do that. But what I didn't hear enough of on the station yesterday was, and not from this show, but in general, like everyone's ripping Jack down. I think the best way to get him ready for next week is to remind him like who he is and what he has done to get to this point. And you shouldn't
Spike's job.
You shouldn't think of yourself. You shouldn't Spike's think job. Of yourself as someone that comes up small in big moments, because that's not been the case for you professionally. It's
no.
just not. So then when you said like Fultz and all these guys, Fultz's job at basketball, he was not good at.
Who attaches themselves to Markelle Fultz?
I agree with that. But what I'm saying is professionally, when it matters, Jack has stepped up big.
Besides the AJ interview.
Yes, that was bad. I agree with you. Yeah. I'm trying to pump you up here, man.
I told you.
The AJ interview was bad. But you got to believe in yourself a little bit more, because there is stuff to believe in. You don't have to be somebody you're not, is the point. Everyone's like, you got to be different next week. You don't have to be different. You just got to be who you are and who you've been professionally.
And who you are is enough.
Yes, that's
like you're.
Yes.
That's why you're the favorite in this.
Yeah, well,
because you're better.
You even got Jolly ripping you.
Yeah, well, that was weird.
But, well, it's so funny how he just wrote your name and didn't tag.
Yeah, it's very Jolly.
It's like he's tweeting about Jalen Hurts or something, like Jack Fritz. Just,
what did he
say? Oh, you didn't see this?
No.
He said Jack Fritz is a great example of how mental is such a big part of sports.
Yeah, I got to find it. It was ridiculous.
It was like three sentences or something like that.
Jolly's got a big mouth, too.
Yeah, I saved Jolly.
Jolly's feeling himself right now.
Yeah, Jack
Fritz is a living example of why I always say that talent is cool, but what do you can do with that talent under extreme pressure to find who you really are?
Well, you know what he did, Jolly? He's the afternoon host at WIP.
Yes,
oh, here we go.
Well, that's what he did, Jolly.
He's the top
that's
voice
what he
of
did.
The Phillies.
That's what he did.
Walk through the stadium without getting... Yeah.
That's what he did. He's got a giant podcast. He's got a giant radio show. He's like, you know what I mean? He's got a success. He's got a happy family.
He's
got a new house.
New car.
That's what he got, Jolly.
Electric car.
Yeah. He's skinny now.
Yeah. Wow.
Skinny-ish.
Yeah. You want to talk about mental, Jolly.
Yeah.
Jolly's got a big mouth all of a sudden.
Oh, man.
He's up a store.
Everyone's got big Twitter fingers.
So here's my thing. And here's my thing, too. I don't like having the, sympathy card.
Yes.
Like, I don't want the sympathy.
Yes, reject that.
I don't want the sympathy. I appreciate the support. But also, I don't need everyone being like, you're in the back. You know, I need to just, next Wednesday, I just got to do it.
Yeah. I just don't think it's sympathy.
No.
I would be honest. I mean, I think if anything from 3 to 4, I certainly am not afraid to say how I really feel.
Yeah.
And that's how I feel listening to Station all day yesterday. I thought there was too much conceding that Jack is mentally soft, because I don't think Jack is mentally soft.
Yeah. Sometimes in golf.
It was not his best moment.
It was just,
it was not his best moment. Yeah. It was not his best moment. But you know what?
See, he always has to throw one of those
in there. Listen, I'm a self-deprecating kind of fellow.
Well, you are.
But even champions have bad moments like that. Like everybody.
Kobe missed the shots in his first playoff game.
Well, you're Boy LeBron.
That wasn't a shot. I'm
My other thought from it was, I do wonder if you feel a little bit differently about the fact that winning is all that matters, and like the Jalen thing.
Well,
BG, just a little bit.
Did you hear BG yesterday?
Oh,
yeah. I asked BG about it.
Okay.
And he was like, well, when you're talking about pressure professional athletes, you should maybe think.
I just wonder if the score matters a little more to you now than it did prior to prior to Sunday.
Golf's tougher than football mentally.
Well, it's certainly
not
just
the
one
position.
It's just it's 1-1.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus seems to have an interesting question. What's up, Corey?
Man, I need you to be, you know, a little bit more positive. Like, I feel like you doubt him a little bit too much. You talk about, he said he throw 82. You talking about?
So what? Get mad and prove me wrong then.
That's true. But you know what, ESP? I'm with ESP. I don't like the way
Corey moved on
he's
so
like,
fast.
That's fair. Yeah.
This is not like the Trotter in the number 54 jersey.
No, that was quick. Listen, he learned his lesson.
Circular argument.
I'm just saying. Somebody got to give him a tough Mike's love, a tough Corey. Love come here, on, man.
But we all remember the mile, right?
Yes.
Yeah, last little leg there. I was tiring. All
and I brought him home.
And you brought me home.
Jack knows I love him. Yeah. Love him. Who do you think was out there in that hot ass sun caddying Sunday?
Well, the picture of you
gave
trying
up
to,
my Sunday afternoon for that.
The picture of you trying to show him how to swing the thing was so funny.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, come on, man.
But you do, and we love Jack on this show, and I get what Elliot's saying. You know, you're trying to give him word confidence and all that, not mentally tough. But I don't like the way this dude talking right now. You stay out of talk. Now, yesterday, I called in. You know, I try to give you word of encouragement. But, like, you do be throwing shots at a lot of people now. Like, you do be taking a lot. Like, you take shots at I you know what I'm saying?
It's with a smile.
You take shots at Spike. No TV in the bedroom. Always vegan.
Well, who wouldn't take a shot at Spike?
You talk about Elliot Sue.
Well, Elliot is the subject of today's top five.
Of course I am. To take back everything I said, basically. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Right. So all I'm saying is I need a little bit more time. You tell us you top 12 pitcher in Pennsylvania, Philadelphia.
Wow. my state ranking was 45th.
Stuff, you know what I'm saying?
But you were ranked.
That's good.
I need to see that, because I'm telling you right now, after I done slept on this and thought a little bit, if you lose next week, all that talk, we don't want to hear that ever again. Don't,
see?
I don't even want to hear you pitch. I don't even want to hear you baseball. You're going to be like Stephen A. Smith. You know what I'm saying? Stephen A. Smith, all he know on is basketball, but he didn't really play. Average 0 points a game. You ain't going to be able to talk big like you know and play the game. Because now, like, if you don't show up next week, all this talking you do, I'm going to start thinking anybody could hit on you. because Elliott said he.
Well,
got
what if
it
like here's
and space. I did get hits off him. For
you
what
did
it's
not
worth.
Get hits off.
Yeah,
him.
I did. No, you yeah, did. Yeah, I hit it out of the infield.
No, you didn't.
No infield.
Made contact. Well, I'm saying it got past the dirt.
Yeah, it got past the pitcher's mound.
No. It got past like second base.
It trickled into the
outfield. I know, but yeah. We knew that going in.
Well, right. Right.
And I made a bunch of contact, for what it's worth.
I don't think that's true either.
Well, it's on Facebook, so.
All right.
You see how Elliott feels? He got a hit on you. If you let the camera do that, the camera.
All right, this is the wrong energy too, Corey. Yeah, this is.
Nah, because see, a little bit too.
He's not going to get a hit. The only thing I'm worried about is walking him.
All I'm saying is you need to tighten up, Buttercup. Stop all this soft stuff. Stop all this crying.
I'm not crying.
I don't think this is how we get to Jack.
Right? Yes. This is not the right time.
It's not the right energy.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, you got to prop him up.
It's not the right energy.
Y'all pop up Jalen.
We're stopping right there. I love Corey, but we're not doing it there.
It was a good lesson in why Jalen is great, though.
No, it wasn't.
It absolutely was. It showed the mental. I mean, think about how hard it is
okay,
to be the
Jolly.
Quarterback. I'm just
okay,
being
Jolly.
Honest. It is. I'm not. It was, though.
Well, but it's Jalen's whole job.
No, I know.
It's Jalen's job.
Correct.
Jack's job is not playing golf. Jack's job is to be a host.
What I'm saying is, when you look at why Jalen was number one on my top 11 list, it's because the pressure he carries by being the number one athlete in the city, he is. You have to give him extra credit for that.
Okay.
That's the point I'm making.
I kind of agree with that.
No, right. I don't agree with that.
Well, he does have the most pressure of anybody in the city.
I don't even think it's close.
Well, like, sure. Zach Wheeler doesn't have the pressure that Jalen has.
But Jalen's job is to play football. Jack's job is not to play golf.
I'm not comparing it to Jack specifically. I just mean, a lot of the talk has been about mental toughness. And clearly, Jalen's mental toughness helps him. And that's why he is as good as he is.
Yeah, it's not comparing Jalen's mental toughness to Jack's. It's saying
right, Jalen's obviously
appreciate Jalen's mental
Correct.
Toughness.
Yes.
I appreciate his mental toughness. I don't appreciate how he throws the football. That's actually, but there's all different things. Jack could be the most
mental. By
good. The way, I think you would admit, like, I'm pretty mentally tough.
I think you are.
I would have lost it to camera on because I don't know how to play golf.
The other thing that stood out, and I don't know if this has come across on air yet, but from the clips I've seen, it seemed incredibly annoying to play against Joe.
It was so, I wasn't
even
playing,
I
was annoying.
I only see a 4-minute video and just hearing him, you know, lie 7, lie 8, you know, asking about a rule, like, you know, being like, drop the ball, you're throwing. It seemed like it was 4 hours of being poked, and that seemed very tough.
Well,
it was hot, you know.
And look, he's allowed to do whatever he wants or whatever.
But that was his strategy.
Every single stroke, he picked the ball up, put his marker down, looked five different angles from every shot, took four different practice strokes. Then he did this little squat stretch out thing five times. Like, dude, I was trying to take photos of them behind them, and eventually I would just give up with Joe because I was like, I don't even know when he's gonna.
Yeah.
And he was meticulous about it, but that's how he is.
I think it's a little bit like when we preview an Eagles game and we go, the Eagles are way better, they'll lose if. And Joe did the if stuff. Joe got Jack. He like, and also it wasn't just the mental part. Joe clearly used the rule book to his advantage. Right?
Sure.
Like he very clearly said, I'm going to win by winning along the margins.
Oh, and I'm also convinced, and not that he was obligated to do it, meaning Joe, or the pro Vince.
Yeah.
That also seems unfair. The guy that worked for the course was on Joe's side.
But it's okay.
But by the way, if Jack had gone to the course and said, I want a golf pro, they would have given him a golf pro.
I agree. I'm just saying.
I think information was withheld from us about being able to move the ball back.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure.
Yes.
I'm sure.
Now, like I said, I don't think they didn't have to give it to us because obviously Joe's looking at that like that's a tougher shot for him.
Right. Yep.
And I'm trying to win this, so I'm not going to help him out. So that's where my fault has been, the caddy, and not knowing that we could go back.
Yep.
And hit from the same spot.
That's
where I let him down at.
I think, and me too. I'm disappointed because we were both there. We were both looking at it.
Yep.
And he could have. He could have had a much easier shot from that point. He could have won it. We could be in a different place today.
The other thing too, and I did say this to Joe on the air, is I sense a shift in Joe's tone where I almost sense a little bit nervousness. He's not peacocking as much. Like, the pressure has shifted. No one thought Joe could win.
Yes.
Now
he can't blow it.
Now I think, he can't blow it. And going into baseball, I think he's almost expected to win.
Yes.
And if you notice, he's not, and maybe he's doing it to be nice to Jack, but he's not as cocky or confident on air as he was, because I think it's almost Like when you sense you're actually going to do something, it's like, oh man, I actually have to do this.
You saw
where before
that,
he didn't.
You saw that on hole 7 through 9. Like when he had a chance to close it out.
Yes, he didn't.
Oh, yeah, he crumbled down the stretch.
Well,
yeah.
And that's the other thing, the huge advantage we have
here. He blew a 3-0 lead with four holes to go.
Well, and the other huge advantage here, and not like Jack is Saquon or A.J. Brown or something, as far as his physical condition.
Of the chest,
his physical condition. But Joe DeCamera's physical condition is horrible.
Well, he was in the gym yesterday.
He was.
It was a great tweet.
He was exhausted and out of breath playing 9 holes of golf with a cart. With a cart.
Yeah, not walking.
Yeah, with a cart.
I do think it's insane golfers can't just use a cart. It's dumb that they make golfers
everyone should
walk.
Because walking is a part of it.
I know, but I think that's silly.
Puts physical strain on you, Elliot.
It's not part of the game.
Yeah, it is.
It's a part of the game.
It's like saying in football you should have to stand up on the sideline the whole time and not sit down. You're not in the game.
It's not the same.
It's not. When Tiger couldn't play because he couldn't walk from hole to hole, that no one wins from that. He should be allowed to cart from hole to hole.
No, I'm not doing
that. Oh, yeah, we're not doing that, right?
Yeah.
The real important thing.
I got one more take on
that. I'm actually out on
Can
that.
I have one more thing?
Yeah, yes.
The photo we put out of us holding the flag at the end, it looks like the camera wet himself.
He had the swamp butt going on and everything,
in the front,
man.
Too.
Yeah.
In the front.
Yeah. Can I get one
in
more
the
thing
front
off
too.
On this?
Okay. Yeah, just in the front like
just,
that.
Just real quick on what Elliot said previously, and then you can get some of that. The pressure is on Joe now.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Joe didn't want to have to win. The entire plan of this to Joe was just to make, again, to drift off of our show, but also to make a big joke out of it. Oh, if I lose, even if I win one.
Yeah, he's playing with house money.
He's playing with house money. He's not playing with house money anymore.
Yeah.
We had a 50-50 poll of people that half the people think Joe's going to win now.
Mm-hmm.
So when Jack goes in there and blows him away, throws strikes, all he's got to do is start and throw strikes. It puts the pressure on Joe, and then the pressure moves back to Joe, and then we got this.
So this is how, Jack, pay attention. This is how you make an argument, right? Let me get ahead of something here. If Jack loses in baseball, obviously it's not great, but it's worth noting the next 3 competitions are the physical ones.
Yes.
Basketball, tennis, and running. There's no getting in your head with that as much. Like, you'll beat him in basketball and you will beat him in running. Tennis, I don't think, should be one of them. But the first two are not really one-on-one athleticism. The next 3 are. So in a best of 5 series, if a team goes up 2-0, that's not good luck because the next 3 games are exactly the same. That's not the case with us.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
I agree.
I also agree
so
that
in case
tennis,
you lose, remember to say that.
Do we know what the running is?
I think it's just a 100-yard dash.
100 yards? No. We got to renegotiate that.
I think it should be once around a track.
Yeah, at least a quarter mile.
Yeah, that helps you,
whatever,
by the way.
Whatever it is, I don't care.
A 100-yard dash, what are we doing?
Yeah, it should be one time around a track.
Yeah, it should be a quarter mile. Yeah. 400 yards.
Tennis.
Yeah.
Can we get one time around this loop?
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
8 miles, I think.
One time around?
No. But just
out of state.
That he did the mile.
Oh, not the city. No.
I mean, so the loop from the art museum, when you go on Kelly Drive, that's 8 miles.
Yeah, that's. Ooh, Lord, they'd be dead.
Eight miles.
I've done that. They're not running back.
I used to run that when I could run.
Nice.
Yeah.
One time I got in a fight. No, actually, never mind.
All right.
You got a fight?
Yeah.
I got in a fight with one of my ex-girlfriends at the beginning of Kelly Drive.
Did she win?
Well, probably, because I got out of the car and walked all the way back to my apartment in Fairmount, carrying a milkshake.
I love, because I've said the story when I broke up with a girlfriend the night we got to Italy, and I was just going to go back to the United States.
Oh, yeah.
I love to get out of the car and walk
very
back.
Aware of how far that 4.5 miles is. Yeah.
It is far.
John
Marks, he got beat up by one of his girlfriends.
He did.
Yeah, that's right.
That's one of my favorite Mark stories.
Yeah.
He got beat up by one of his...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
In Hawaii.
Yeah.
Remember that?
He had a black eye and everything.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Yikes.
Yeah, yeah. No.
That's why I got out the car.
Yep.
And walked.
Get out, walk.
Hawaii seemed like a wild time for old Marks.
Yeah. Seemed like it.
215-592-9494. When I ask Elliot about the TJ Watt rumors, which are out there, looks like the Steelers maybe are trading TJ Watt, maybe. And we will get to Elliot's Zach Wheeler place on the top 11 as well.
Can't wait.
This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Ooh,
Tommy, inevitable.
Walk off, baby.
This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.